DMs open, big black priority. Do not apply if you're not a minority. Woke dev wants to make people mad. From an echo chamber calling other people sad. Every post another confession. Oh man, how many times we need to teach you this lesson? That didn't happen, and if it did, it's not that bad. Version developer versus anti-woke Chad. Racist, political, don't forget. Lazy Elon derangement make people crazy.
Desperate saw agenda injected. Matt want attention, get this infected.
Avowed has been getting cooked. I think Avowed is going to go through the Veilguard treatment, just like the one thing I showed you at the beginning. It's like, how many times do I got to teach you this lesson, old man, type shit? It's like, what the fuck are y'all okay, let me show you guys a couple things right quick, right? Avowed is going to be the next thing that's going to be a martyr for the cause. Apparently, they want to go down on their sword for some odd reason when you work at a company full of people whose livelihoods are on the line. I guess y'all just don't give a fuck. It's all about the message, right? So apparently, if you guys haven't been, you know, keeping up with this shit, which I don't blame you. I don't want to keep up with this shit either. But it's in my field, so I have to. Avowed has been going through some drama. Which drama am I talking about? Let's see. Woke Avowed dev Matt Hansen, who vows to inject identity politics and deranged rants, begs for inclusivity, black people to fill his DMs and replace him. No, literally. No, it's true. They need to feel the sting of shame for the rest of their putrid lives. What an angry little entity video below. I don't know why, for some odd reason. See, I can speak on this shit because I'm a person of color, right? So I don't understand why these white liberals think that them sucking me off is going to be like, yay, thanks for doing that. Thanks for sucking my dick, even though I didn't ask you to. Get off my dick. You're not my girl. So I don't understand this shit. So he thinks that he's getting brownie points for this shit by saying, basically, isn't this illegal? We got Elon Musk actually seconding what I thought to begin with. Yeah, this shit is fucking illegal. Elon Musk tagged him and said, isn't this illegal. Microsoft's gaming division is excluding whites from being hired. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds like Disney almost.
There's no way we're hiring a white male.
Like straight to you? Yeah. Or okay.
To work on their video games. All of their new hires are unqualified, queer, and black people because the company's executives have an explicit mandate against crusty old white dudes. How is this shit even possible? How is this even possible for you to do? And to tell you the truth, I don't know how any black person... Well, yeah, I do. Why aren't black people rioting against this clear racism shit? To tell you the truth, you excluding everybody else to just want my DM because I'm a person of color? You don't understand how offensive that comes off? You're basically saying that the only reason why you want me specifically is because of my color. And y'all are the main people talking about the other side is talking about race. When liberals, man, y'all showed yourself after the election for real. Y'all got TDS for real. And to tell you the truth, I'm not a political person, but y'all are showing your hand. Y'all are fucking crazy. And racist, too. Y'all think y'all not racist because y'all trying to give me, you know, like some crumbs on the ground or some shit like that. Like saying, oh, crusty old white dudes is disqualified, but black people, you could come to my DMs. Are we a part of the Special Olympics or something? Do you feel like you're doing something for, like, what do you feel like this is right now? I swear these liberal white people think that black people are the slowest people on the planet, while the other people on the other side treat us like actual people. This is going to really tell on who y'all really are. Black people, y'all need to start distancing yourselves from these fucking people. The only black people who likes what this motherfucker says are privileged black people. Regular black people do not give a shit about this. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you guys, happy Thanksgiving. If you hear any noise in the background, I got family over right now too. They're cooking and shit. But let's get back to this. Grump said Obsidian and Avowed are in deep trouble. Elon is ex-posting about Obsidian. Obsidian's art directors, potentially illegal hiring practices. It's straight up illegal. I don't even understand how people aren't getting investigated. Oh yeah, I do. Because everybody that's above them believe the same shit. And if you listen to all these developers who's a part of these companies, there's this toxic positivity, and this word has been going around like crazy. I already knew what this word is, but because this word is becoming mainstream now, toxic positivity, nobody even knew this shit existed until Concord blew it up, because everybody was wondering how the fuck did nobody check these people when they were creating this obviously terrible game. So now regular people are starting to question this shit. So you having terms that we use in the industry that nobody even knew what this shit means now. But because people are dying for an explanation on why these games keep going down the same path, you are now getting regular people and people like Elon Musk to post this type of shit so everybody can see now. You guys are going full retard. And you know what? Fuck it. I love it. Because now we get to see exactly who the, you know, who you guys are. I would rather have you show your hand besides us trying to figure you out. Show yourself. Tag Microsoft CEO. This is what Elon Musk did. Matt Hansen, the Valve's director, art director, has become an extreme liability for the studio with his overt and open anti-white hatred. He's not going to get fired at all. Probably after... Let me put it like this. They're going to try to save face all the way until the game drops, which is next year. Kind of like how they deal with Veilguard. And they're still doing with Veilguard right now, how they're trying to lie and basically say that game is, you know, still successful when it comes to the numbers. This shit is directly tied. Avowal is going to literally have a Veilguard incident happening. And they're going to shut down the studio because of these fucking activists. The pronoun game Avowal is cooked. Microsoft should not tolerate these DEI activists ruining their games and products. Well, they hire these people, so there's that. So, you know, I wouldn't really say they shouldn't allow it. They want these people in there. It's up to us to not give them money. It's as simple as that. All we gotta do is keep going down this path. And this is literally an echo that's happening right now. Avowed is literally a byproduct of an echo happening. The sound is traveling to where the destination is, but it hasn't reached it yet. So that's the reason why we're still getting these type of games, because these games were already in the pipeline to begin with. This woke shit is dying. All the new shit that's coming out now that are getting made today, it's not going to be like Avowed, Veilguard, or I'll even say, what's that last game that came out that nobody knows? So those games are going to die out. Just give it time. Give it time. Give it about like 5 years. You will start to see this shit go into obscurity. But for right now, we're watching a dying industry. I want to show you guys this crazy ass person right quick, because this guy is just fucking unhinged though. Matt, who is herding plates, spinning cats. This guy's a fucking weirdo. Jesus Christ. Reminder to black artists out there who are looking for portfolio reviews or job advice. My DMs are open. Fuck you, you self-condescending prick. That's what you are. You actually think you're a savior. Take your armor off, bro. And you will always have my priority. It's like he's like hurting. You know those people who take in children from Africa because they're like, you know, poor and shit like that? He's doing a version like that in the United States. Where we're not a third world country. We're a first world country. Where we have all the rights in the world. I can get your job if I apply for it. Fairly. You don't even have to give me your position. I can take it from you. Because I actually have skill and talent. See, people who would accept shit like this from him are people who have zero talent and who have zero self-esteem and belief in yourself. Those are the type of people he wants. You should be ashamed of yourself. And people who actually likes this type of stuff and who champion this, y'all are the fucking worst lames I've ever seen in my entire life. But I know these people exist though. They exist all around me though. People who just want handouts and shit. We got too many crusty white dudes in this field. Please let me help you replace me one day. I want to go back to living in the woods. You should go back to living in the woods right now. Nobody's gonna fucking miss you. Here's another thing too. This is how blatantly open these people are when it comes to their propaganda. They just don't give a fuck. This is how this... Look at the tags of this shit. We got LGBTQ+, political, politics, RPG, and 3D. How does this shit fit from a fantasy game? Why do you have these tags for a fantasy game? This is a fantasy action RPG, kind of like Fallout. And these are your tags to your game. LGBTQ, political, and politics. This should just tell you everything you need to know. This studio's going to go... You're going to fuck over people's lives because of your game. People who's working at your studio who don't deserve to lose their job because you got to push the message, you are literally the worst people in existence. You only care about yourself. That's why I say these people are narcissists. Then we got Smash TV posting this. He said, yikes, that dude is still going on. Yo, Microsoft reeling your Obsidian team over there. They're not going to do it before he tanks your entire game and ruins your studio. They don't care. They would rather take the hit. They would rather take the hit than admit they're wrong. Because if they admit they're wrong, that means that there's a problem. They don't want to even admit there's a problem. You're the problem for not accepting it. They create the problem and then they mad that you notice the problem. They will never go back on this. They'll just do everything behind the scenes. And then all of a sudden you will hear that, oh, the game got canceled. Or, oh, this studio got shut down. Probably 2 years later, they're going to try to save face as much as possible. Wait for the, you know, the conversation to die down. And then they're going to start doing things behind the scenes like fires, layoffs, stuff like that. It happens every fucking time. It never fails. So Elon has been on this game's neck. Apparently, Elon is probably a fan of this game because I've never seen him talk about a game like this whatsoever. But I think that he was probably looking forward to this game, and it was on his radar, and he caught there were pronouns in the game. So now, all of a sudden, this guy, Matt Hansen, is actually on Elon's neck for some odd reason, and it's not going to go well for him. I don't know what he thinks this is going to do. It should not be acceptable for any company in the gaming industry to be racist and sexist against white guys. So this is a very common sense comment, right? Everybody should possibly agree with this. Every normal person should agree with this, right? Apparently, no. Not for this guy. This guy, he said, oh, Elon, you sweet summer child. If anybody talks to me like that, they're getting punched in the fucking mouth. You condescending bitch. Who the fuck are you talking to? These people are so high on their pedestal that they think they could just say this shit to people. This is the sweet baby syndrome. All these people that are doing this type of shit are condescending activists that think that they have the moral high ground on everybody else around them. And if you don't go along with their shit, you're the issue because you're ignorant or because you're uneducated. They don't like you. None of these people do. This is just showing right here the condescending shit that he said. You sweet summer child. What are you, a bitch? This is shit that females say. You're a fucking woman. This will only embolden me. You sad sack of shit. Well, this is a fucking developer. So yes, I guess this is another game that's going to go down the shitter. And to tell you the truth, fuck it. Who cares? Let them all die. I don't care. The only thing I do care about, and I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart, I feel bad for the people at these studios that can't speak up, that are getting put to the sidelines because you got these fucking idiots running your company. And because you had this toxic positivity bullshit going on within your studio, and you can't say nothing, and you're watching this shit, knowing that you can't do anything to save your company because you know you got a family to take care of. And you just got to ride this ship until it dies down. Because where are you going to go? Work for an indie company? Work by yourself? This shit takes time to build up. And by that time, you are already being in debt because you have shit that you have to pay bills now to. So this puts developers in a bad position. This is why I would never not talk about this shit because of what you do to people's families. All because you care about an agenda. You guys are evil. And I would never not cover this shit. This shit will always get covered. You guys are fucking... Man, Jesus Christ. I hope this game fails. But I hope people can still save face, get their money, and not go down with the ship that these people are just steering. These people are steering the ship. You're just a passenger trying to keep it afloat the best you can, and it's still just going to sink into the ocean. That's what's happening to these good devs that actually worked at these studios. It's fucking sad to see. It is. Oh, yeah. I know this is completely off topic, but I kind of wanted to bring this up because I think this is funny. I'm watching Arcane right now, right? I'm a huge fan of Arcane. Huge fan. I know. It's woke. But this is why I tell you people, woke only works when the story is good. Arcane's story is so good, but I know it's woke. You know what I find funny? Back in the day, I talked about Spider-Man being woke, right? About how, this is what I mean by these studios don't give a fuck about none of these issues. They only care about pushing the message until they see that it's not working, right? Or when money gets involved, they'll change their tune real fucking quick. That's why I don't understand why people champion for these companies. They don't care about any of these issues. They don't care about gay shit. They don't care about political shit. I'm talking about the people at the top who run this shit, right? Spider-Man did something similar to what Arcane did. And I'm going to tell you guys the difference. Spider-Man in Saudi Arabia took away the pride flags, took away all the gay missions, took away everything dealing with gay shit in the game so they can make more money overseas. If that company really cared about, I would say, the message, then they'll just say, fuck you, I'm not going to have you over there. I'm not going to sell my product over there because I believe in this cause. This is why I need to stop sucking these companies' dicks because they don't care. They, as soon as another place that does not have our first world issues tells you, no, we don't like this shit, you're not calling them homophobes. You're not saying, oh, so you don't accept this type of shit? We're not going to have you over there? No, you went and took digitally. You had a programmer go back into the system and remove every single LGBT type shit out of it so you can sell it in a different company. In a different country. You don't give a fuck. Arcane did the same shit, and this will make me not respect these people when I see these pro-gay issues. I know you're full of shit. You don't care about this stuff because you know what Arcane did? In China, China don't play this LGBTQ shit, right? So in China, right, we all know Vi and Caitlyn are in an entanglement, right? Let me show you something right quick. This is Netflix's version, right? Caitlyn comes into the scene in this one in America, right? In China, She's nowhere to be found.
Is that singing?
It's just a tune my mother used to hum.
Oh, my God. Caitlin is leaning her head on nothing right now. Okay, listen. I don't know if you guys understand how much work this actually takes to take the shit out. You guys might be thinking, oh, they just took it out. You know what I'm saying? It's not that big of a deal, right? I'm an artist. I know how this shit works, all right? This is all 3D. You see how the hair is bending right here, which means that it realizes that an object is right here. So it's bending and folding. This is physics and 3D modeling, right? That means the animator had to go back in there, redo the physics to make sure the hair is like this. And they had to erase her out of here so the background shows completely. They're separate from the background anyway, but they had to literally erase her or move her model over. This took a lot of work to do. And they did this strictly so it could pass in China. How come you're not calling China homophobic? How come y'all not anti-Chinese? Because they don't want no gay shit in their stuff. Why do you think I don't give a fuck about Avowed being pro-gay? Why do you think I'm on Veilguard's neck about being so pro-trans or trans propaganda? Because they're all fake at the end of the day. As soon as the money dries up, they'll throw that shit away at the drop of a hat. But until then, it's up to us. Keep calling the shit out. You guys are fake as fuck. Happy Thanksgiving.
DMs open, big black priority. Do not apply if you're not a minority.